Hi Clan fans, welcome to another edition of Clan Chat. Signing number 18 has been announced and we're one body closer to completing the roster for 2021-22. Quinn O'Brien is that man and someone who will finally get the chance to play for the club after being one of the three who were announced ahead of the aborted 2020-21 campaign last year. I managed to catch up with Quinn to talk about his second chance, and he tells us what he's been up to since the decision was taken to cancel last year. You'll also hear the dulcet tones of head coach Malcolm Cameron giving his thoughts on his latest addition to the team. Wearing number 14 this season, here's Quinn O'Brien. Quinn, it's great to see you again. So is it fair to assume now that you're a believer in getting second chances?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's pretty unbelievable, especially after last year not all panning out and then getting a second chance at it this year. I'm nothing but grateful.
Good. So how pleased are you that you're finally getting the chance to come to Scotland and it's looking as though we're going to be game on?
Yeah. No, it's super exciting for me. Get overseas and see a different part of the world and ultimately play hockey there too.
Yeah, I remember that was something you were really keen to do last time we spoke. And of course, last time we spoke, it was for an article I was doing for the Herald newspaper, and you resigned yourself to the fact that the league wasn't happening. You were starting to look at your options elsewhere. So how quickly did it take you to accept that and move on to at least the next phase of your life at that point?
I mean, it was pretty tough just because, you know, ultimately my plan was to continue playing hockey, and then obviously, like so many others around the world, I was impacted by COVID and it's kind of out of my control. So you just try and roll with the punches and adapt. And that's kind of what I did over the last year. And now I'm, like I say, just super excited to get back on the ice and get at it.
And if I remember rightly as well, you were working in your own pool cleaning business last year as well, tiding you over the summer, but you were looking at exploring opportunities in business finance. Is that what you've been up to over the last year? Did you get something in that realm?
Yeah. I continue with the pool stuff too on the side. And I got into, I actually got a financial advising role here at one of our banks and expanded on what I basically learned in university. And just kind of worked at it that way. And completely different from the world of hockey though.
And, of course, you'll be getting the chance to get the skates on, get the stick as well. I mean, it's a long time coming, isn't it? You must get to that point where there's light at the end of the tunnel and you must be so excited to be able to finally do it at last.
Oh, yeah. Like I was saying, you know, playing hockey has always been my number one focus. And with COVID, it was kind of a little bit of a unfortunate situation, and we just try to make the most of it. I tried to stay as active as I could, but obviously with bills to pay and stuff like that, you gotta kind of bear down and do what you gotta do there. And just nothing but excited to get overseas and start playing again the game that I love most.
Now, of course, last season would have been your first year pro after leaving Ottawa University, so it's going to make it all the better when you do hit the ice and finally get to meet the fans.
Oh yeah, no, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what it's like in Glasgow and be part of the clan and be part of the day to day there. And and like you say, get to know the fans as well. I hear they're great fans and love their hockey, and I can't wait to, you know, be the entertainment on the ice for them.
Tell us about the call you got from Gareth when he asked you about the possibility of finally coming over. Can you remember your reaction when he first put it to you, the fact that a place was still here waiting for you?
Oh, I was thrilled, you know, just to kind of get the initial message from him saying, you know, we're still interested. I was all on board. I was nothing but thrilled to know I had another chance to go over and play in Scotland and play in Glasgow. And then it finally all came to fruition to get it done.
And of course, you're going to be part of the new coach's plans as well, Malcolm Cameron. Have you had a chat with Malcolm? Have you chatted about what's going to be expected of you when you come over here?
Yeah. I had a brief conversation with him a few weeks ago, and it seemed great. Like I think I think we seem to hit it off. I mean, it wasn't a long conversation. Obviously, those will probably come as the season gets closer or in the season. But so far, so good on first impressions.
I no doubt you'll be seeing the names that have been joining the roster. It's been one after the other. So it seems your pal Medrick Mercer is among them as well. How excited, how real does it make it, the fact that this is all happening now? There is a team coming together here.
Oh, it's so cool, especially me and Med played together at the University of Ottawa as well. And, you know, we even lived together during our time there. And so him and I are, you know, good buddies, and it's good to go over there and have a familiar face. I do know a couple other guys that have signed there as well, just more of acquaintances, but look forward to becoming teammates with everyone and, you know, making a push here.
Now, as I say, this will be your first year pro after a year's delay. What do you do to prepare yourself from life in college as you were with Ottawa to coming into a full-time position as a fully-blown hockey player?
I think there's a level of commitment, obviously, from my end here, just to be ready for more games in a season. You know, the bigger ice is a little bit of an adjustment as well. For us North American players, and you know, just trying to make sure you're as fit and as ready as possible by puck drop in November.
And how has the training been going? Obviously, you've been getting yourself ready for coming over. How is the training regime going?
It's good. It's good. I made myself a little gym here at home, and you know, it cost a little bit of money, but over time, it's been good, and so I've been able to, you know, add on to it here and there. I've had a year to basically to make it my own and make it worthwhile. So been doing that and then getting on the ice with a lot of people locally that I've, you know, basically known for a long time. You know, you use as many resources as you can to try and to get as much ice and as much, you know, time out there to feel the puck, work on your skating, do what you have to do there. And then as far as off the ice goes, you know, I've never had any issues with that. I just got to continue working hard, and that's it.
So how long do you think it will take you then to blow off the cobwebs? It's going to be a while since you've played competitively, at least. It's going to take a little bit of time, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, it's just being a year off. You know, when I go back to my last full-on competitive game, it's been quite a ways away. So, you know, you can train as much as you want and skate as much as you want, as long as, you know, those cobwebs, as far as those are shaken off. But as far as game ready goes, you know, I'll be as ready as I can. But ultimately, that comes with playing games, and you know, that won't be happening as much as I'd like now until puck drop in November.
Now, we've talked about Medrick Mercer coming over, former teammate and pal of yours as well. He's going to be here with you. How much does that help, the fact there's going to be a familiar face when you're coming to a brand new club, a brand new country, brand new culture?
Oh, huge. I mean, that's somebody to kind of lean on at times when you, or even just explore, you know, the city of Glasgow. You always have somewhat of a buddy that you're already familiar with, like you say. Obviously, being on a team with so many other players and individuals, it'll be great that way too, just to kind of get to know everyone, and then also already have someone that you can somewhat familiarize yourself with. And yeah, having Medrick come over with me and, or, you know, together, it's going to be great.
So have you had a chat about what you guys want to do when you're over here yet? I take it the two of you want to go off and explore various places together.
Yeah, no. We'll start with the city of Glasgow and go from there. I mean, you know, there's a lot of parts of Scotland too that I'd like to get to, and hopefully England or Ireland as well. And but that'll all just kind of come down to what scheduling looks like and stuff like that. Obviously, the main focus is to play hockey, and that's what we'll be most focused on. But yeah, if we have time, we'll explore as much as we can.
Now, regular watchers of these interviews will have picked up on the fact that a lot of the players coming to the clan this year fancy themselves as golfers. Are you a golf man, Quinn?
Yeah, I love golf. I'm going to try and bring my clubs over. I hear it gets a little cool in the winter there to to play golf. But I mean, it's if as long as there's no snow on the ground like there would be here in Canada, I might actually be ready for the summer next year when I come back.
Good stuff. There we go. Another golfer for you, Clan fans. You can't beat it. So just remind us what it is you'll bring to the team as a player. What can the Purple Army expect when they see you on the ice?
I'm just a high energy, you know, in your face kind of player. I like to play physical and fast and ultimately, you know, good defense as a forward, penalty kill, stuff like that. Those have always been my bread and butter as to how I play. And then is if I can chip in offensively, I will. I mean, that's ultimately the goal when you play. But like I say, if I can, I'm doing my job when I'm playing fast, playing hard and playing rough.
And so we're at the back end of August as we speak. Are you starting to count down the days until you can board that flight and finally get over here?
Absolutely. Yeah. Can't wait.
Good stuff. Last couple of questions, the two I always finish on. The first one is I always ask about a fun fact, something you can tell us about yourself that not a lot of people know about you. So what have you got?
Well, I mean, I would have said the pool business, but I already mentioned that. So,
sorry.
what else? I grew up on a farm. I'm a farm boy from Canada.
Fantastic. That must have been some long days.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, it wasn't, I was part of the, my brothers were older, so they did more of the heavy duty stuff. I took care of more of the hobby part of the farm and stuff like that, which is still, it can be long days when you're doing the square bales and stuff like that, absolutely.
A family farm, is it? It's still very much on the go?
Yeah, it's actually the family farm we own here in Canada is from our ancestors that came over from Ireland. So it's kind of a very proud land for us.
Excellent. There you go. Thank goodness you're a country boy. Well done. And finally, a message to the Purple Army. The fans are watching. What would you like to say to them?
Look forward to meeting you all and putting on a show as much as I can.
Great way to end it. Quinn, great to see you again. Look forward to catching up with you later in the year. And thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot, Craig.
Quinn O'Brien is a big 6'4" centerman that has really good speed, is hard to play against. Tough in the corners, tough in front of the net, does a lot of really good things in terms of penalty killing and using his size in the power play. He's been a leader everywhere he's been, both in junior hockey and in university hockey. We're really excited to add a guy, not only another big player to our team that's hard to play against, but a guy with good speed as well. We're excited to get Quinn in the Clan Army and look forward to seeing him.
As always, ending with Clan head coach Malcolm Cameron talking about Quinn O'Brien. That's another one down, and not much more to go, but you won't miss a thing if you follow the latest news and information on the website, clanihc.com, as well as our social channels on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at ClanIHC. Don't forget, all the up-to-date own and loan information for all the players announced so far can be found there, so have a look and see who's available. My thanks to Quinn and to Malcolm for their time, and of course to you for listening. Keep subscribing and downloading the Clan Chat podcast as well, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.